And now, yes, we can go to the center of the square, as if reaching the end of a labyrinth that you have successfully found your way out of. There are three more towers left in our story, but if you stay in the center of Piazza Maggiore, or just make a few steps, you will be able to see them all. Walk under the inner walls of Palazzo Renzo, right after Torre Lambertini. Are you right under the highest point where the big vault cross together? Well, now I can definitely say that you have a tower above your head. Indeed, the Arengo Tower is right above you. It's unique in its genre, both historically and structurally speaking. First, this point of the vault has always been a very lively place in the city for the presence of the market, sellers, buyers, beggars and fraudsters. Under the vault, there were the notaries' desks and the gallows for capital punishments, as you can still see if you look at the arm facing the square. As we're here, I'll tell you of a curious phenomenon that occurs in this place. If you come near one of the pillars and speak softly against the wall, you will be perfectly audible by someone standing near the opposite pillar. Try it. Make your way out now and conquer the center of the square. Look at the front of Palazzo Renzo and at the imposing figure of the Arengo Tower. Imposing, in fact, is not the proper word, since the thinness of the base walls, especially in the northeastern and western sides, and the superficial basement, did make a solid building of it. Originally, we are at the beginning of the 13th century when the palace, the aforementioned Palatium Vetus, and the square itself were built. It was just a modest structure on the junction of the two streets covered by the vault. Only later did it take on the form of a tower, but not after having undergone extensive work for consolidating the base, strengthening and restoration. Solid? No. With a good sense of balance? Yes, because the four pillars support it, but don't stop it vibrating. From 1453 on, it was the turn of a bell to vibrate, better known as the campanazzo, the big bell, thanks to its 4,700 weight of bronze that, on the right occasions, was used to gather the citizens together.